What does scripture say? It says, renew your mind. Well, you heard it here first. It's all on you. You are to blame or you are to bless. But again, it's very clear. You renew your mind. Don't blame me. Don't blame anybody else. You renew your mind. I'm staying out of it. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Hope you're having a great week. Hey, don't forget Tuesday nights at Hillspring Church. If you're anywhere in the southwest area of Minneapolis, you can check out our Be a Man series on Tuesday nights. And if you're not in the area, you can watch them online on our Facebook page or on our YouTube page. And we're going to see if we can start also posting those on our David Alliance YouTube page, but we'll get there. We'll get there. Hey, reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love hearing from you. John, keep the fire going, man. I love what you're doing with the prayer idea, the prayer ministry. Rock on. I'm praying for you. Also, don't forget, August, Friday and Saturday, 16th, 17th, we're having our End Times Conference sponsored by the David Alliance. It'll be here at Hillspring Church, again, just southwest of the Twin Cities. You can register by the link in our notes, or you can email me. I can send you the QR code, but there's only room for 200 people. So make sure if you want to come, you sign up and you register. All right. If you go to the gym one day for 3 hours, you're not going to change one bit and you'll be very tired. If you go for 3 days, you're not going to change. If you go for 3 weeks, you're probably still not going to change. If you go 3 months, you'll start to see some change. If you go for 3 years, well, you may not believe what you look like. And in some type of twilight zone, some type of world where you could work out your whole life and compare it to how you would have looked if you'd not worked out your whole life, you wouldn't recognize yourself. It'd be shocking. And Romans 12, 2, well, they kind of talk about that. It says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. I like the way the New Living Translation says it. Do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Look, we've all seen kids succumb to conformity. Maybe it's your own kid. I saw it in some of my kids growing up. They slowly start to dress, talk, and act like all the other cool kids. Cool kids, you know. All right. Anyway. But maybe if it's our kid, we think it's harmless, or maybe we put a stop to it. But what's most baffling to me when we look at how easily kids are swayed, how easily they succumb and conform to the world and to the friends at school and middle school, it blows my mind because I hang around with a lot of men who are just as easily swept up into conformity. They watch the same crap. They have the same lazy schedule. They drink the same stuff at the same time, at the same place. They complain about the same things. They dream of the same things. They have the same wishes and fears. They have the same complaints about their marriage. Dude, you're just like everyone else. You have conformed to the pattern of this world. Now, what if I told you that you didn't have to, well, you didn't have to have all your wishes granted or all your dreams come true to be fulfilled and to have a life that drives you with enthusiasm? What if I said it's easy to break out of that conformity of everyone else's life that you seem to mirror and have your own life? Look, would you want to live your best friend's life? Most of us would say, not really. When we think of living someone else's life, we pick that person that we go, wow, to have their car, their wife, their life, their marriage, to have their spiritual walk, to have their insight, to have their anointing, to have their kids, to have their opportunities. The truth is they're right where you're at. They've conformed as well. But you can wake up every morning with an enthusiasm that drives your life, that gives you an unbelievable, unbounding purpose to move forward and rock this world. But again, it's up to you. You renew your mind. Remember the verse? Paul doesn't say, hey, find someone to renew your mind. Hey, go to the Renew Your Mind shop. Go to the Renew Your Mind store. Boy, you'd be a whole lot farther along if somebody renewed your mind. No, The truth is it's up to you. And the truth is we are all renewing our mind. It's just some of us are renewing it with fodder, with garbage, with the mundane, with social media, TV, Netflix, with friends that hang around us that in reality, we don't want to be like them, but well, they're our friends, so we hang out with them. So what's the outcome of a happy life? What really gives you that life that seems like it's just on fire with passion and purpose? Well, simple. We know and do the will of God. If I'm living in God's will, I know I'll feel fulfilled. I know I'll have a purpose greater than myself. I know I'm driven by some supernatural and vision, and I'm empowered by God supernaturally. And how does this happen? How do we get this life? Oh yeah, that's right. By renewing of our mind. Then you will be able to test and know God's perfect will. Remember that verse? We just read it. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. I got news for you. If you're living in his good, perfect, and pleasing will, life is amazing. You don't want anybody else's life. But how does it start? It starts by you renewing your mind. Hey, if you renew your mind one day for 3 hours, you're not going to change a bit. In fact, you'll be tired. If you renew your mind for 3 days, no change. If you renew your mind for 3 weeks, little to no change. If you renew your mind for 3 months, well, you'll begin to see some change. If you renew your mind 3 years, you may not believe what you turn into. And in some Twilight Zone world, if you could renew your mind for your whole life and compare it to you having not renewed your mind your whole life, you wouldn't even recognize yourself. You want the good, pleasing, and perfect will? You want life by the tail? You want it to foam and to froth with excitement, enthusiasm, and purpose? Simply renew your mind. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.